Good morning, Consciousness Circle members. I'm here to give you your weekend forecast. Let's start with Saturday, July 3rd. So, some of the aspects today, the moon is in Aries. It will create a square to Pluto retrograde in Capricorn. Later on in the day, it will thankfully move into Taurus and create a sextile to Jupiter retrograde in Pisces. The sun in Cancer will create an in conjunction to Saturn retrograde in Aquarius, and Mars in Leo will create its square to Uranus and Taurus. So, whenever we have a moon in Aries, I will be very honest, it's not one of my favorite placements for the moon. I have noticed that I can get agitated, I can feel a little anxious, I can feel like I can't stay put. And so when I feel this energy that is seemingly out of my control, right? Because we hate that energy that is out of our control, I have to be so much more mindful of coming back to breath, coming back to center, coming back to self. Because also, honestly, the moon, whenever it transits Aries every month, it does transit my sector of relationships. And so I have picked up a few times that when I get, you know, sure, or just a little tiffy with my partner, I have caught that the moon is in Aries. So personally, not my favorite placement. Now, the positive attributes of an Aries moon is that it will definitely put our pep in our step to get things done if we need to. If we're trying to get through a to-do list, we definitely have the energy to do so. It's energy of go, go, go. And because it has to do with the moon, it makes us feel emotionally nurtured in that way that we're able to actually go, go, go. Now, the aspect that the moon will have on Saturday, July 3rd to Pluto retrograde in Capricorn is one that can result in harsh words or a harsh conversation if we don't watch the things that we say. Because moon in Aries essentially represents how do I emotionally nurture myself, the I. Because Aries is the principle of the self and the I, and the moon is about emotional processing and emotional nurturing. In a square to Pluto, this can serve on the one hand, if you have a difficult conversation with someone, as a catalyst to get the things out that have been brewing beneath the surface for a long time. Both Aries and Capricorn are very direct signs. They're very matter of fact. Aries, there isn't much forethought before they communicate. Capricorn, there is forethought. And with Pluto, it's beneath the surface. So when these two combine in a square, again, it's a catalyst, it's a boom. One thing that we also have to remember about July 3rd is that it is when Mars, which rules Aries, where the moon is at, will square Uranus in Taurus. If you heard the Mars transit connection to Saturn and Uranus, you have some idea of what that's about. But to recap a little bit right here, Mars creating a square to Uranus can create volatile energy. So here we have the moon transiting Aries, thankfully only for part of the day, and then that ongoing square with Mars and Uranus. So understand that if you're trying to have certain conversations with certain people, you may as well keep it light. It may not be the best time to have profound conversations. Now, here's the thing. Because this energy is of a spark, is of something that is essentially out of our control because of Uranus being in the picture. Remember, take a deep breath, come back to self, either try to convince the person that's trying to talk to you to have this conversation on another day. And if they insist on having this conversation today, well, then you can take the lead by understanding what the energy is all about and perhaps just take it slowly. Here's why I also think that people are going to be extremely communicative this weekend. The sun in Cancer creates an in conjunction to Saturn retrograde in Aquarius. So the sun in Cancer is about nurturance. It's about communicating what we feel, right? Any connection between the sun and Saturn makes that energy a little bit cold, a little bit stern, because that's what Saturn is. It's also very matter of fact. And Cancer is not. Cancer is about delving, is about processing. So when these two energies have a connection in the way that they do, especially with an in conjunction, which is when two planetary bodies are at 150 degrees from one another, it's a very uncomfortable aspect between two planetary bodies. So this is just this inability to communicate what we want to communicate in the way that we would like for it to be received. It's not the weekend for that. I strongly, strongly believe that it's not. It is definitely a weekend to socialize, to be with people, to take advantage of the lighter aspect of all of this energy. So we have, like I said, we're going to have a moon in Aries. So let's tap into that fire energy. Let's keep it light. Let's keep it fun. If it's going to square Uranus, let it be something where it manifests into something fun. Be mindful of where you are, because it does manifest in masculine volatile energy. So, you know, again, just be mindful of where you are, especially if you're going to parties or gatherings. Now, this in conjunction between the Sun and Saturn, this could definitely represent something that is not sitting well within you. Especially because it's the sign of Cancer. And Cancer can be private energy. And when Cancer wants to be private, it withdraws and it goes within. Look, in a much more internal spiritual manifestation of all of this energy, this is you coming to the conclusion that there is a change that needs to happen in your life. And there is a discomfort because you are not sure how to go about it. That is the in conjunction between the Sun and Saturn. I know what feels right to me now. I know what sits well with me now. I know what gives me a sense of home and nurturance. And moving in that direction is brand new and different. And so to build towards that is a lot. And it's brand new, and I'm not sure how to navigate it. It's important to understand that that's okay. I'm trying to give you the manifestations, almost the immediate manifestations, but also remind you of the fact that we are going through really long, impactful transits, and that this day, for instance, is the continuance of the bigger transits, and that each day has a different theme and a different lesson to teach us about the bigger transits, okay? So I hope that you're able to grasp that. Now, later on in the day, when the moon goes in Taurus and it creates a sextile to Jupiter retrograde in Pisces, this is a lot friendlier energy. It's calmer energy. I think it'll calm this energy of the moon having been in Aries, of the square between Uranus and Mars, at least that's my hope. So this moon in Taurus will really bring in just yummy energy. I do love a good moon in Taurus. Again, the moon represents nurturing, and Taurus can definitely be about nurturing, about comfort, about just feeling good in your skin, feeling good in your home. So this combination of energy is just so much better that thankfully will carry through the weekend, okay? So I hope this is helpful, and listen to the next audio for Sunday, July 4th.